Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 29th of February 2016, and this is the 314th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's leap year, and I really wish you all a great leap year. I think it's a special day somehow that I noticed Google had a really nice little image of some bunnies leaping across from 28 to 1. And it feels like an extra day, a nice special extra day. And even the fact that we've now got five Mondays in February, that's pretty exciting. So it does feel like a little gift of a day, which is just as well, because I have mentioned before I've been thinking of letting myself off the hook on Monday mornings, because I always feel, a couple of months now, I've felt really unproductive on Monday mornings. And so I've been figuring that if I just reorganise myself a little, I can have Monday mornings on free rein, which doesn't necessarily mean that I do nothing, but it may mean that I go about it more slowly. And that's certainly what happened today. But it did lead me into a couple of directions I wouldn't have found myself in otherwise, that I think will pay off later. So it feels like time well spent. I've been reading today about the idea of idea debt, which is the idea that unfinished projects are a drain on your current psychic energy, so that if you've got things that you are intending to do someday, or projects that you really want to do, but you have really more than is realistically possible in your lifetime or even in the near future, then those ideas begin to suck away at the energy that you've got to focus on what you're doing in the present. And I do think this is an idea that I need to ponder about a bit more, because I do come up with things, and I'm very unwilling to let them go. And I've recognised, I've also mentioned that I've been doing some fairly major decluttering. I've been getting rid of a lot of books. In fact, I shall attach a photograph of the books from this last fortnight that are going to go down to the Red Cross on Thursday. In decluttering those, I'm also decluttering some of the ideas about what projects I might be working on. So I'm removing books that are ideas that are no longer going to happen. Some of those ideas are merely just the idea of rereading those books. But some of them are about, you know, writing a biography of some writer or something like that. And then there are also books relating to projects that I have done and have completed, which do somehow lend themselves to an identity that I have felt attached to, and that somehow by keeping these books around me, I've felt that they will remind me of what I achieved, and that feels a bit unnecessary, but I need to be a bit more careful with those. I think that having some things around you that remind you of what you have achieved, and that you have indeed achieved anything, can be quite helpful, but they are not the thing that you have achieved. They are just stepping stones onto that way. And having done that, I'm no longer that person. And they're not books that I'm going to be likely to reread. I mean, a lot of them are quite theoretical, and I really loved being challenged by those theories and trying to incorporate them into my work. But I'm not likely to do that again. If I were to do any other work that required that level of thought, then they would be different books that I would be reading now. So this idea of idea debt, both really current and past, I think is a really useful one, and one that I'm just going to have biding with me for a while. And hopefully I will have a streamlined house, no, not quite, and a streamlined life, but something, an uncluttered space and an uncluttered mind, both of those things. And I think doing both of those, that they really work on each other in quite a nice way. I do hope that whatever project you're working on, that it is going well and that it isn't cluttered by other unfinished works or sort of pie-in-the-sky things that may or may not have happened, ideas that were attached to but which really are no longer possible for one reason or another, or desirable for one reason or another. It can be that there are projects that are bigger than the time and energy that we have to give to them, even though they might be wonderful in other ways. It'd be nice to find a way of just having a little snapshot of what those might have been, rather than having all the physical reminders around us. Thank you very, very much for listening to me today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.